This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Play is important for all children and can provide real-life, concrete experiences to learn about the world around them. RNIB have various play guides for children with a vision impairment, and we're joined once again by Tom Norton from the RNIB Education and Children's Service to learn about sensory play and its benefits.
Hi Amelia, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
So previously we've spoken about how to set up a safe play environment. Once people have set that up, can you talk us through sensory play and what that involves?
Sensory play involves thinking about all the senses that a child uses and how to best use them to help the child to learn, to grow, to develop. And we're thinking about that in terms of their own body, their understanding of themselves, and then also those social skills and environmental skills as well. In terms of the senses, we'd be thinking a lot about touch and about hearing, about smell, about taste, and about vision. And people might think, actually, vision for a child with vision impairment is something that you might not expect to focus on. But encouraging use of functional vision is really important. As a child grows from the age of 0 to 7, their visual pathway is still maturing, it's still growing, still developing. And so how they understand what they can see, it develops from the age of 0 to 7. So it's really important to give as much stimulus as possible and help them to understand how to use their vision as much as possible. So that after the age of 7, you can just keep reinforcing what they've learned, what's been developed. It's quite vital. With sensory play, it's very similar with the other senses. So with audio skills, a child might learn to track a ball, for example, using audio skills. They might learn to understand speed using audio skills. They might learn to understand who's around them as well, who's in the room, and that will really help their socialization in the future. The tactile skills, it will really help them to understand what's in front of them, what's around them, and do those things like tying laces, building up those fine motor skills. But also then navigating wider environments and understanding things using tactile markers, depending on how much vision they have. Your child might not need only these things, and it's very rare that only one sense is used in any skill. So really, sensory play really is building up those sensory skills together. There is also another aspect to that in terms of understanding the environment and the world around the child. We have a section in the Let's Play guide called the duckiness of ducks. And this is a concept that's been developed by Professor Mike McClendon, one of the co-authors of a book called Learning Through Touch. And it talks about how, for example, a rubber duck is not representative of an actual duck. So if a child can't see an actual duck, and the only thing they know about a duck is based on the duck that they feel in front of them when they're playing in the bath, they might think that a real duck, it has rubber skin. A real duck is solid. A real duck is that size. And actually, one of the challenges of sensory play is thinking, okay, how do we find those real aspects? Can I find a duck feather and explain feathers? What sound is the duck making? Does the rubber duck make a similar sound to the actual duck? How can I explain these differences? What size is the duck? What color is the duck as well? And it really involves expanding out that concept from what is play to what is real life. Some similar questions parents could ask themselves just to get an idea of what this might be like. Just around color, and this one isn't in the guide, so thinking about ducks, they are yellow. How would you explain the color yellow if you can't use any yellow words? And then what would be the difference between bright yellow and light yellow? And can you explain that without using any color words? And then what's the difference between bright yellow and fluorescent yellow? And can you explain that without using any color words? And this is actually where professional support can be really helpful. There are qualified teachers for vision impairment and habilitation specialists who can really help out with teaching a child these concepts. But also, these guides are geared up to help you as a parent to think about it, to work with those professionals, and to really make the most of the environments, the toys, and the people around your child, helping them to learn and develop as much as possible.
And what kind of feedback have you got from people using these guides?
They've been used in several different ways. One is just applying those concepts. And so, looking at the duckiness of ducks, there's a section on teaching about food in there as well. And we've heard of parents actually taking the plastic food and putting it side by side with the real food and encouraging the child to think about food and what it means to them. Plastic peas aren't very mushy, but you can definitely mush up real peas to help develop the child's understanding of what is a toy versus what is real. We have heard of parents using some of the toy recommendations that we make in the guide as well. And we've done these for different ages, different stages, and different types of play. One of the toys we've heard used quite a lot, actually, is a trampoline. In terms of learning to jump up and down, learning to move the body, learning to balance and support themselves. And it's really important with these kinds of things to have parent observation, parent support when the child is using a toy like that, particularly when they're very young. There are some toys out there these days that when you throw them, they light up or they make a noise like a whistling sound. And we've heard of children being able to join in with their siblings, with their friends, play a game of catch just by finding the right toy and learning to use that in the right way for them. So a few different applications there, really. The play guide itself looks at toys in six different ways: high contrast, it looks at social play, it looks at physical play, imaginative play, creative play, and construction. Some of those do cross over. For example, creative play and construction, you're looking at crafting there, modeling. Both of those are very similar. And so there is crossover between all of these. And within the play guide, we recommend different toys for different types of play and different ages or ability ranges too.
Where can people access these guides and learn more about the other resources for parenting or young people with a vision impairment?
So there are four different pages that you can access these guides on. All of it starts with www.rnib.org.uk, and then you just change the last little bit to access whichever guide you'd like. So if you want facilitating play, the guide we've been talking about today, that would be www.rnib.org.uk/play. Then there's Messy and Muddy, which deals with the outdoors. That's www.rnib.org.uk/messy. Parties and Playdates, which looks at slightly older children and joint play, inclusive play, www.rnib.org.uk/parties. And then the Joymakers Guide, which looks at Christmas, is part of a wider website section called Celebrations, which looks at lots of different celebrations throughout the year and gives inclusive play ideas. www.rnib.org.uk/celebrations. Over the next year, we will be looking at developing the Let's Play resource and re-releasing that, and also the Joymakers Guide. And to do that, we consult with parents, we consult with professionals. It's not just me sat behind a desk writing this. We try out the toys, we take it out to clubs and test everything. And we want parents' input as well as to what's worked for their child, what hasn't worked for their child, what they're trying, what they aren't trying, what their questions are, and what answers they wanted to know 6 months ago, and it took them a long time to find out. So if anyone can help us out, please do get in touch with me, so Tom Norton, and if you can email cypf@rnib.org.uk. I'd love to have you involved in whatever way you'd like.
Well, thank you so much, Tom Norton, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. For resources on play, independent living and more, go to the RNIB website, www.rnib.org.uk.